In this interview, I am talking with Lisa Benke, who is the marketing manager for World Dairy Expo. And for people who have seen information about the event and have come to the event and seen the fact that there's reporters around, Lisa's the person responsible for that. And I think it's interesting, Lisa, that what you do to help get so many people to this event and dealing with all the media and the press that's involved, it's got to be a big job.
It is, Chuck. I've been involved with the show for many, many years, but not as a staff member. I've been lucky to grow up near Madison, Wisconsin, and being that I grew up in the dairy industry, we always made a trip to World Dairy Expo since I was a kid. And then once I was in college, I participated with the Badger Dairy Club and did all of the behind-the-scenes things that the college kids are responsible for at the show. And then I was fortunate in all of the jobs that I've held since graduating from college. I've always had an employer who valued the show as much as I did, and they were always willing to let me be a volunteer. So it's been fun to be involved in so many different aspects of the show. But now that I'm sitting in the chair of the marketing manager, it presents, like you said, a unique opportunity. It really is that you're managing all of these journalists that come, but I can't claim to be the one that's responsible for getting them there. World Dairy Expo is nearly 40 years old. We're celebrating our 39th show this year. And to be honest, the journalists come from far and wide to cover this because it is of such importance, not just here in the United States, but worldwide.
What are some of the ways that you do get the word out about the show so that people know about it? Because obviously there are new people coming into the business, and as we become more of a global marketplace, certainly this becomes an issue at an international level as well.
It does, and I feel fortunate to be involved in this business at the stage that I am. The World Wide Web has just made such a difference. It's amazing to me having a presence on the web has created an awful lot of interest in the show, and obviously we keep tabs on, you know, what publications there are around the globe, people that are communicating to dairymen. That's important. We need to know who the gatekeepers are, and obviously I work hard to get to know them personally, so when I communicate with them, they know who I am and they know the show that I represent. It's also interesting to me how many other publications and writers and people interested in the dairy business globally, when you type in the words dairy, World Dairy Expo is one of the first things that pops up on your screen if you're searching on the web, and that has driven an awful lot of people to our show.
Besides dealing with the media, you have other responsibilities there that I know include some of the materials that are used. Could you describe some of the things that you have to put together from a material standpoint?
One of the things that makes World Dairy Expo a very unique show in the grand scheme of things, it is the world's largest dairy show, and it's completely dairy-focused, just like the audience that attends here. I think a lot of people are surprised to learn that we don't market the show to a consumer audience. But when you get right down to it, World Dairy Expo is so very finely tuned to the dairy producer and the people that derive their living from milking cows. So the majority of the communications that we do to people are to people directly involved in the dairy industry and not to the consumer audience. So that makes it a little bit easier to pinpoint our marketing. Another thing that makes World Dairy Expo unique is that, and we hear this from a lot of the visitors that come to the show, the thing that they look forward to the most when they come to Madison is to take a look at the Coliseum and see what the backdrop for the cattle show is that given year. Each year, World Dairy Expo comes up with a unique theme. And this year, the theme for World Dairy Expo happens to be the art of dairy. And we're going to be celebrating the art of dairy to the hilt this year. And I know people have been asking me already starting last year in October when the show closed. They're saying, so what color are the shavings going to be? What are the decorations going to be in the Coliseum? And what are your materials going to look like that you use to promote the show and your advertising and your printed materials? And it's neat that creates such hype for the show, but it also creates a beautiful unified theme. All of our exhibitors tie in with that theme. All of the people that come to the show, it is something for them to look forward to because it provides just a gorgeous, gorgeous backdrop for the finest cattle in North America to be shown against.
Part of the information process in dealing with the media, for example, is things like news releases. And I think some of the traditional ways that people would expect that you are promoting the show. How about when it comes down to, I know it's right around the corner, talk about some of the things you have to do right at the beginning of the show and through the show in terms of dealing with the media and other responsibilities that you have to get information out?
Well, a lot of things happen at World Dairy Expo. As you all know, that the show is very multifaceted. It is dairy-focused, strictly dairy-focused, but there are many components that comprise the show, one of which is the trade show, the largest of its kind in the world, and that involves over 650 exhibitors and over 1,000, almost 1,500 booths. We put together lists of who all the exhibitors are and what their wares are so people can plan their trip to the show, and they can also identify where to find and locate the people that they want to visit with while they're at the show. Another facet of the show is recognition of those people who have devoted a lifetime to the industry, and we do recognize four individuals each year at World Dairy Expo. We honor an International Person of the Year, an Industry Person of the Year, a Dairyman, and a Dairywoman of the Year. So those four honorees are also part of what happens at World Dairy Expo. So there are recognition banquets. The World Dairy Expo Dinner with the Stars takes place on Wednesday night of World Dairy Expo, and the next night, the National Dairy Shrine honors its people. So there are a couple of major functions where the industry comes together and recognizes those people who have made significant contributions. We also have a premier cattle show, and that's a large part of my job at the show. I'm registering well over 100, well, nearly 150 journalists, and last year we had journalists from 15 different countries attend the show, and you can be certain that there are many, many more countries who glean the information they need to report the show results from the web. They don't physically come to the show every year, but we have tremendous representation on an international scale. When the journalists come to the show, they report to the media room, which is it's command central for me. The media room is a lovely place. It happens to overlook the grounds. We can see the barns from there. It's located right in the exhibition hall, and we can see the Coliseum through the glass windows. And it's there that the media come to write their stories. They bring people back to interview. They all register there, so they kind of we keep tabs on who's there and help them with results. Because obviously, too, these folks that are coming to the show are trying to pick up as much information they can about what's the latest and greatest by way of technology, services, and products. And they also want to report to their readers or listeners what the results of the greatest cattle show on earth was, too. So that media room is a hub where they can come to for all of the show results and where they can pick up news releases or press releases on what the other companies exhibiting at the show have to tout this year and at the 2005 show.
So as we get close to the show here, your busyness level just keeps increasing up to and through the show, I imagine. How about after the show? Once the show is over, I imagine that there's got to still be some follow-up work that has to be done that takes place out of your department even after the show is over.
You bet. There's a tremendous amount of follow-up. Obviously, the most important thing as the show wraps up is to put together a complete show summary, because that's one thing that all of the journalists that are at the show are very anxious to get their hands on. They want a complete summary of all of the results. They want to know what the contest winners, who the contest winners were. They want to know who the class winners and the grand champions and supreme champions of the cattle show were. And they want to know what new products were featured at the show. So all of that information is put into a general summary. We put together a list of, actually, it also is a summary of the attendance at the show. People are always anxious after the fact to know how many international visitors attended, how many total people passed through the gate, how many cattle were shown in the ring. There's a lot of different figures that we compile, and we also do a survey each year on the grounds, and that information, all that data has to be crunched and put into a meaningful form that people can use to contrast and compare from year to year. Like I say, after 39 years, it's a pretty well-oiled machine, and World Dairy Expo relies heavily. I can't neglect to mention, too, where our staff is relatively small, but we do. It's amazing. For a show that takes place for just 5 days out of the year, you truly can spend 360 days getting ready for that five-day period. And so as soon as this show is done, we'll be doing the summaries. We'll be doing plans for next year. As a matter of fact, I'm already printing the posters with the 2006 theme already, so we can unveil that at the 2005 show and let people know how they can promote their presence at the 2006 show, because that's one thing we've learned. People that have come to the show realize success, and they already make plans as they're leaving the show, too, how they're going to do it again next year, how they might do things even better the next time. So typically, people that come to the show are anxious to come back again next year.
Well, you answered a question I was going to ask, and that is you must have a staff of, 30 or 40 people who help you get this all done, I'm sure. and obviously you don't. Anything else that you would like people know about the whole communications and marketing side of World Dairy Expo that we haven't touched on?
No, I would just recommend that people, if they've not already done so, that they do visit our website, worlddairyexpo.com. There's such a wealth of information there, and I think if you've never been to the show, it's a tremendous overview of what you might expect. And if you have been to the show, it certainly is a great tool to plan this year's trip. You'll also find our presence in all of the national dairy publications. We have tremendous support from the news media, both the farm broadcasters and the print media around the country and around the world for that matter. So I would have to believe that if you are a dairyman, if you love dairy cows, you can't be serious about the business and not have heard about World Dairy Expo. It seems that even without my having done anything, Chuck, I am, you know, the marketing manager for World Dairy Expo, but I honestly believe this show has taken on a life of its own in the past 39 years, and the news media is marvelous about promoting and talking about this show because it truly is the world's greatest dairy show.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa Benke, who is the marketing manager for World Dairy Expo, where World Dairy Diary will be blogging its way through. And I thank you very much, Lisa. And with this interview, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.